Well, let's reconvene the meeting that was originally held on Tuesday, April 30th. We recessed, or is that the right word?
April 18th, sir.
We'll just continue.
Okay, so we're continuing. Oh, yeah, April 18th, yeah. So we're continuing that meeting. So let's call it to order at 4:20 in the afternoon, April 30th. Okay, so the only item we need to clean up is the revolving recycling fund rules and regulations. So we've got the new ones here in front of us. So anybody want to talk about it, explain it to us, where we're at, changes?
Let me see first. I just want to say thank you again. I know I asked you guys to come back, and again, I appreciate you guys taking the time and effort for to allow me to try to consolidate and the working discussions that we needed to do in-house, and that I'll pass it on to Sabrina. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay, so basically we just made some amendments to the rules itself based on comments from legal counsel, and we went back and forth on this, and I hope we finally have a product that we all can live with. She also made some other comments on the package that we had sent out, which were pretty minor, just like the certification letter and in our transmittal letter that wasn't certified. So we took care of those internally. Another issue was the she wanted the statements from BSP and BBMR about the EIS to be reconciled, and Nick spent the whole entire last weekend doing that. So it's all the information that you've just been, you have been previously given. So it's nothing really new. It's just now that when it's reconciled, it's the statement now from Tuolumne PA. Nick, if you'd like to add it, please do so.
No, well, I think there was just the confusion was to determine if the agency had had any qualifications to be exempt from issuing an economic impact statement. So BBMR didn't feel we were, but they suggested that we seek guidance from the Department of Labor or BSP, so we chose BSP. BSP felt that we were exempt, so we took those two correspondences from BSP and BBMR and formulated the economic impact statement based on the financial activity that takes place for the fund and what the agency perceives as a lack of adverse impacts towards the general public. So BSP agreed with us that we were able to demonstrate that there weren't going to be any adverse impacts to the general public if these rules and regs were promulgated. So we included that in the statement. And there's some good to that because if we were able to seek an exemption, we'd have to come back a year later and prove that the financial impact is not greater than $500,000. So we get this out of the way now, and we don't have to deal with this later on.
Right. And as you guys could tell, you know, this is money that's already being taken from the people of Guam, every registered vehicle. So we're not taking any more money that's already being removed from as part of RF. So all our money is going to projects that would not cost the consumer or any community member any more money than what they've initially put in for the registration of their new vehicle or their current vehicle.
We just stated that this is just an administrative issue and not the agency's desire to raise or impose any fees on
exactly.
The public. So I think we stated that a few times in the statement.
Yeah.
Kristen, the Attorney General's office is on board. You are you representing the AG's office review on this as well?
Well, so I did get assigned to review the version that you guys had, you know, previously submitted, and then as we had talked about, you know, I did have those concerns, and so I believe that all of those concerns. I haven't seen the redone complete package yet, but I believe that all those concerns are addressed. But it still ultimately needs the AG's approval.
Oh, for the record, I'm recusing myself on this. I won't be voting. I showed up as a recycler at the public hearing, and I am a recycler, so this would have a potential impact to my business, so I won't be voting or discussing the ins and outs of the bill. And also, we do have quorum with Steve Hollister, Steve Carrera, Flory Sanchez and Roth, myself and Terry joining the second part of the meeting. So.
Right. And again, I just wanted to state that these are options that the administrator can decide prior to and present to the board. This is what, you know, depending on the funding, whether it be one, two, or three, or even four, that the administrator can pick from this list. It's to provide the administrator some flexibility on how to spend the money where it should be spent. And so that's why, again, it's not to implement everything on the list every year. It's to give a option and to what's more feasible for WAMEP and administrator to request from the board for approval that this is what we're going to do.
But board approval is not needed, right?
No, it is, right?
The board approval is needed.
Yes.
According to,
yes.
Yeah, every year. So, determines.
No.
Yes. Maybe if you want, since it's pretty short, I can just kind of walk through.
That's up to you guys. It's up to them.
Would that be helpful to you guys?
You can vote or you can... It's your call.
Okay, Terry, I'll turn it over to you, too, on the board side as far as getting motions and votes and all that stuff.
Just, I don't know if that would be helpful.
Please. I'd be more comfortable if you went through it.
Okay, so what these rules would do is the first part of it, it kind of repeats what the priorities that are laid out in the law, right? It's the junk vehicles, you know, your first, second, third priority. That's right out of the statute.
Okay, so that's the law then.
Yeah. And then what this would do is if you look on section 24302 C, it says the administrator is going to determine the funding for the initiatives that are in here every year with board approval. Yeah. So each year the administrator is going to come to the board and say, here's my report on the how we should spend this money, and then you guys would approve that. So the initiatives that are listed in here, so there's two of them right now, and I believe, and the agency can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe the intention is that in the future there may be more. So the intention would be to, you know, at some future point in time to amend this to add in additional initiatives.
Correct.
So to start out with, one of the initiatives is the Mayor's Council Island-Wide Environmental Cleanup Program. You look at, you want to take a look at section 24303.1. And so what that would do is that the administrator would approve contracts between the Mayor's Council and recycling companies for the collection and recycling disposal processing of the things that are listed here in this section A. And then there's some conditions. So the administrator is going to approve these contracts subject to these conditions that are listed. And if you look at them, it says, you know, all procurement laws have to be followed. And then there's certain other things that the recycling company has to submit to show that it's eligible to receive these funds. And they have to comply with the solid waste rules and regulations. And then they have to make certain reports to Guam.
If I may, I also like to just remind the board that we have been doing this project with the Mayor's Council of Guam. doing MOUs, and that's how they do the island-wide cleanup. In the last year, the legislature went ahead and gave them over $2 million. So we did not have an MOU with them for, what year are we in? 2019, 2018, I believe. And then this year, for their remaining funds, I think Walter just recently signed an agreement with them so that they can use the, what is the term you use?
A rollover money for them.
Yeah, it's like a rollover money, but there's another term they use.
Continuing appropriation.
Continuing appropriation.
Yeah.
So I guess once that gets, you know, because we didn't have the rules in place, and once we get the rules in place, when we can contract with them directly, we don't like them going to the legislature.
And quite honestly, even the last month, Speaker Barnes has already put up $300,000 out of this money for
a
bill.
She's putting her hands into
it. They're still trying to get into the money, they know this is what we're working on.
And that's why we really need to pass these rules
and what
stop them from doing that.
What these rules would do is let you guys determine the amount of money that you want to spend on this
project.
On a yearly basis.
And take away from the senators from their cherry picking. We want to give this to this group now.
Yeah, every day we don't pass this, we become more vulnerable. People are raping
our mind.
Okay.
Well, that came up the hearing.
Yeah, Senator Filani brought it up.
Yeah.
So this would also require the mayor's council to have an operation plan. That has to address all of this stuff before any of the money could be spent. So then the next part of this is on the next page, 24303.2, and this is the Recycling Industry Economic Stimulus Program. So this is something, you know, right now in the law, there's an economic stimulus program where you pay $30 per ton of recyclable materials that are shipped off island. So that program ends once you have rules in place. So what these rules will do is they'll let you, again, determine the amount of funding on an annual basis that you want to spend on this initiative. And then it sets out the criteria for eligibility, and then it provides a way for the administrator to select the particular materials that are going to be eligible for a stimulus payment, and again with approval from the board. And then the administrator will determine the amount per recyclable material that will be paid out. And again, that's subject to board approval. And so then it sets out the factors that the administrator will use in determining that that payment. And then it also provides that for the next fiscal year, the administrator is going to select the material and the payments with board approval, but it just takes out the timeline that's in place for the following fiscal year, because we're already past that deadline.
Okay.
And then on the last page, we have some other projects that we still need to work on. Guam Beverage Container Act, the Bottle Bill, Integrated Solid Waste Management Plan, Green Waste Plan, Disaster Debris and Zero Waste Grant Program. So that's what we plan to do in the future. That's what we have them listed as reserve.
Will that be difficult adding those to this when we decide to?
I'll take that. So first off, some of the things that we have there, we don't have full authority to do. And so when we pass this, Senator Perez's office is going to work on giving us the authority. So like to give out the nonprofit organization grants. We don't have that authority in Guam EPA yet. It's a great option to do, and we want to do it, but we have to have that authority, and that's something that Senator Perez, we've been putting on the floor, and then that would give us the ability to fill in that reserve spot. So some of these things need to be ironed out, and with legal counsel's advice, That's why we pulled them off in the reserve section, so that we can ensure that we have everything moving forward, both correct in every aspect, so that we can move forward with proper regulations. So a couple of them just need some additional assistance, and that's where Senator Paris is indicated that, and I think that's also happened when we were in a meeting, even though Bob is the chairman, has decided to, or and rightfully so, recuse himself, but he's heard that Senator Perez will ensure that we have the ability to do everything we want to do on our race. So she's working on this as closely as we are.
Yes, the administrator has established a very good rapport with the new senator.
No. Thank you. It's not very often you can say that.
That's why it needed to be said.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions for any of the board members?
I have one. So once we do that, will only Guami PA be able to decide where the funds go?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. And then for the mayor's moving cars and stuff like that, don't they already do that?
They do that, but they've been funded by the legislature directly. They've taken our best money and said we're appropriating it to the mayor's office.
Okay.
So in this, if we get it and these get passed, go through the process, then we say, all right, mayor's office, this is how much we think you need, if we even give them that money, because we have the other options too. So,
okay, so
that's all would be determined every year.
This isn't something that they would think they would automatically get.
Of course they're going to.
They
won't be automatic.
They've got to go through the steps.
Yes, it won't be automatic.
Okay.
All right.
And then,
also, another reason I just thought of, you know, this thing has been lingering with us. The OPA is really pushing us to pass the rules and regs. And my poor administrator has been getting beaten up by the front office, because that has been since 2015, and that's how long we've been working on these rules. And it's been through over 4 dozen revisions.
It's okay. You got it right.
Yes. The $2 million that was allocated to the mayors, and I know the last...
It was actually $3 million.
Was it
three? Last year, was it three?
Two point something.
Sorry.
Okay,
yes.
And I saw that you 1.3 was cleared and given to them in the last report.
Right. So basically, we gave the two. What is it called?
2.2,
and they didn't actually spend money a lot in the first one. So we had to go through the process with BBMR to make this a continuous funding, so that they could.
Oh, so
use
they
it.
Can go ahead and spend.
The, yes. Now the rest of the rest of the 2.2 that they didn't spend after the first fiscal year.
Definitely wouldn't fund them $1 million.
Yeah.
In the past, we've been averaging at $400,000 to give them annually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And even at that, they had change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So $2 million was really excessive.
Okay.
And we don't
I move to approve.
Sorry, we don't have to monitor it once you've given the value.
They have to uphold the work plan that we approved, and if they deviate from that. And this is something I've told the mayor. We're a environmental regulatory agency. We're not accountants. We're not people that oversee these things. If we catch it, we'll try it. But I told them, I can't promise you, if you put this all on us, we're not an agency built to be in accounting and oversight of accounting. What we can do is, if we see something that's out of the norm, we can say, where'd you get that from? And that we could pull it back. Because it's the same SOP and work plan that by that first budget 2 years ago, they said we had to work on it with them. The IE, what is it? IECQ? Yeah. And which we approved with the mayor's submittal. And so the mayors have it outlined already, what they can and cannot do. So.
And there's a reporting mechanism in there. They have to report to us. The recyclers have to report to us what they collect.
Right.
And we verify that with, you know, their statements, which, like Walter said, we're not an accountant. I'm like, I believe you.
and it's the same process we did with the stimulus, too. If you give us the receipts, and then we can give you the stimulus money back. Yeah.
Go through the process.
Yes.
So Anna's moved to approve. Any second?
I'll
Lori. Any other discussion? If none.
Don't be shy, Steve.
No, I'm just thinking.
You can ask questions after, too.
Yeah.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Can I ask another question first?
Sure.
All right. Well, sorry.
It's been approved, but you can still ask.
Okay, so the law has written that 24303, right? Is that what we're looking at? And the line 96. So the priority is already set in place. The way everything was sold, because I remember when this passed, it was only for junk cars. Is that going to bring criticism on to Guam EPA?
I don't think it was passed for junk vehicles.
Well, okay, but I think the layman person, like watching the news, that's all they thought it was for. Because that was the big issue at the time, was there's too many junk cars in the villages.
Yeah, it was called Streetlight and Abandoned Vehicle Fund, I believe, at one point, but then it evolved into...
So
in 10 GCA, section 51304, it says that the administrator shall administer the Recycling Revolving Fund for the purposes of assisting and encouraging recycling of recyclable materials. The administrator shall administer the fund in accordance with the article to cause the following material or waste to be recycled or otherwise disposed of according to the following priority. And then it's the three priorities that are also listed here in that section, in those lines 99 to 101.
Yeah,
it doesn't just say junk vehicles, it says junk vehicles, tires, batteries, waste oil, white goods, appliances, as the first priority.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just that when it was first sold to everybody, it was junk cars, and that's the only thing I remember it hearing. So, and I just don't want for Guam EPA to get a black eye because someone's not...
When did the RRF original bill pass? Because ever since then, these have been the priorities. Right. Ever since the RRF was put into law.
I want to say 2004. I wasn't with the agency at the time.
Yeah, then
Steve, I hear your concerns. And
I'm looking out for you.
I know. I can get you, but I'm pretty good. But I appreciate that. I don't think it's going to interfere. I think, if anything, the senators...
I can look it up.
If anything, the senators may want to add other options, and we can't do anything about that. We can try to tell them that this is, our view, but maybe they have some good ones as well that would help. I mean, again, this fund isn't for Guam EPA. This fund is for the people of Guam, and we just happen to manage it, and that's. That's really the hardest part about this is that we're doing all this work. We got people trying to take us money all the time. And really, we're only the managers of this fund. We have, by law, some of this money coming to us for zero waste and outreach and for the recycling person's position. But outside of that, it's, as you see in the options, it's for the people of Guam to get rid of stimulate recycling, and that's what we're just doing. So if they're going to criticize us helping Guam for this, bring it on. we're good to go on that. But thank you for the concern. Yeah.
On the back of the car registration, I think it still just says Streetlights and that might be part of what you're talking about.
Well, we could have Robin Tax change that to RRF, and that should be fair.
They probably ordered 100 million of those things, and they're waiting for it to run out.
Yeah. And it makes sense, but that kind of leans into what you're saying. People might only think it's abandoned vehicle, but it's grown since then.
But with our PIO, I think we can give a good outreach as far as that this is not just for abandoned vehicles, and this is for the betterment of the island if we incorporate everything that we're proposing. Right, Nick?
These priorities are already in the law, right?
Yes. So, passed.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're here. Is there anything else to discuss?
No, that's all you can.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Move to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
I just need you guys to. So, since we're going to do a resubmittal, we just did an amendment.